Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back. Stone Payton Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at FinTech South 2018. Lee, this is going to be a lot of fun. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, partner with Nelson Mullins, Mr. David Katz. How are you, sir?
Great, thank you.
And welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone is Sean Banks with TTV Capital. How you doing down there, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. What have you accomplished this morning already?
Well, I tell you what, this is the biggest event we've ever put on here with nearly 1,400 folks at Mercedes-Benz, really flexing the muscles of the Georgia FinTech ecosystem for not only our compatriots here in Georgia, but for the world to see.
And you are putting on quite a show. I bet you those sponsors haven't seen their names that big ever in their entire lives.
Yeah, the 11-story halo board at the top of Mercedes-Benz is quite impressive, to the point where the head of TAG, when he was driving in this morning, could actually see the logos from the street through the gigantic Mercedes-Benz window. So it's like a billboard too.
I'd like to give you guys a visual, since we're on the radio, that I have here. I mean, we have about 40 companies set up in Innovation Alley that is split from the 50-yard line on down to the goal line, and then all of our seating is from the 50-yard line on down to the goal line on the other end of the stadium with about 1,300 and I think 64 folks here. It's really an amazing sight to see, and folks are milling about, moving from session to session, really enjoying themselves. So we're really excited to be here.
And David, what was your time in the 40? Earlier, weren't they doing 40-yard dashes?
They were. You can actually, So I didn't take
They did
that.
Have to use an egg timer for David, but that's okay.
So I heard last night there was quite an event you guys put on. Can you talk about that event, the mixer?
Sure. We kicked it off. The folks from Money 2020, which is probably the most well-known fintech conference in the world, they're global. They put on 4 per year, made sure to make a stop here in Atlanta to kick off this FinTech South event, hosting a gigantic cocktail party sponsored by Cardlytics, one of our portfolio companies who actually just went public. We're super proud of how well they've been doing. And I probably had 700, 800 people here last night, so it was great.
Well, the good news for you is that I was talking to some people earlier, and they thought there was well over 1,000. So you're winning.
I'm
in that.
Not good at counting. I leave that to David Katz.
They were very excited about that event, and very proud that Atlanta is able to host an event and bring in that many movers and shakers in this space.
I tell you, one of the things that I noticed last night was just how much genuine communication and networking was occurring among the folks that were here, and that's one of the things that I think distinguishes, you know, our community from many others around the country. That, you know, when you come into the fintech community here in Atlanta, it's really a welcoming and opening group of people that are sort of willing to do and connect you with other folks that can help. And that so that's what I saw last night occurring. It was really people sort of getting together, getting to know each other, and finding out ways to help us grow even larger.
Now, we've had the pleasure to interview some folks already that have been from different parts of the country, and they spoke about how the level of collaboration was really special in their view. Is that, are you doing things to help facilitate that?
I feel like a lot of it's organic. You know, down here in the South, we don't tend to beat our chests a lot. And 10, 12 years ago, no one really even thought of Atlanta and anything about fintech or payments. You know, and now we are deemed the epicenter for payments globally. And that came from just the sense of community, and it was very organic, the fact that once we got everyone behind this initiative and this effort, it coalesced and came together. It's all about collaboration, in my opinion.
Now, what is something that has happened at the event thus far that you're kind of unexpected, that surprised you?
Oh, well, fortunately, I haven't been heard of any surprises yet.
I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that to me, it seems like when you get this many passionate people together, some amazing things are going to happen.
I'm very, very pleased and impressed with how early our crowd is. Frankly, Atlanta morning traffic, 8:30 a.m. kickoff, having hosted these events in the past, normally you're about 25-30% capacity when the event kicks off. And I would say we were closer to 60 plus percent and it's really filling up. I was just out in two of the breakout session rooms, and they're jammed, and that's great.
Now, could you share a little bit about some of the speakers? Anybody here that is worth noting, in your opinion?
Well, it was great to have Ron Suber from Prosper Marketplace kick off the event this morning. He gave a keynote around innovation and the revolution in financial technology that's going on right now. Ron is often deemed the godfather of fintech. He is very well known in the Bay Area and really globally for what he did in innovating P2P lending with the Prosper Marketplace. So he's one of the biggest ones I know that's been a big draw for folks. And I had the privilege of dining with him last night, and genuinely a good guy.
And he knows some things, huh?
He's a smart guy, no question about it.
Yeah, well, we spoke with him earlier today, and he spoke a lot about the emerging technologies and how Atlanta is at... we're involved in almost every aspect of fintech, and it's really an amazing story, just the Atlanta story.
Well, when you think about Atlanta and you think about payments, the phrase that comes to mind is the last mile. So you got two sides of the equation. You have the issuing side, which are the folks, the banks that give you credit cards, and then you have the acquiring side, which are the companies that allow a merchant to accept a credit card payment. Atlanta and Georgia has the last mile for billions of consumers through the issuing side and millions of merchants through the acquiring side, all headquartered within 90 miles of the building we're sitting in right now.
I'll tell you another thing. I mean, you sort of asked me earlier about some of the surprising things, and I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but as I walk through Innovation Alley, there's a section that we've dedicated exclusively to the international companies that are here and are represented here, and those are companies from Israel, the United Kingdom, Canada, and watching sort of all those companies meet with folks that were interested in talking to them and having a dialogue going on in an especially designated section on the floor of the stadium was really something that I was proud of and very happy to see.
Right, the international presence. Now, we got with us also Andy Roberts with Cressa Atlanta. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about what you have experienced thus far at the event?
Yeah, I think the first word that comes to mind is community. I mean, it's been a community effort, all that's been done to get to this point. Mm-hmm. This didn't happen overnight, and this is after years of innovation by companies and entrepreneurs and collaboration of those in the business community here in Atlanta, enabling those ideas to take place and come to fruition. And, this is the inaugural FinTech South event. It's a time to celebrate, but obviously look towards the future.
And speaking of the future, what are some of the things that you're thinking about including for next year? Anybody have even started thinking along those lines?
Bigger and better. I think you never take the foot off the gas. To borrow a Dan Quinnism, it's got to be all gas, no brakes. We are going to work to bring more folks internationally and from around the United States as well here, and drive attendance, break 2,000 next year, and just really continue to push the needle on the importance of Atlanta in fintech.
Now, what about, we've heard a lot from the previous guests about the importance of talent and the acquiring of talent. Is there any efforts to get some of the universities involved in this event and get them bringing students so they can experience and meet some of these companies?
Yeah, I think there absolutely is, and that's an important area of focus, I know, for both the state and for the city of Atlanta and the institutions in Atlanta, Georgia Tech, for example. And there are, I think, about 60 students participating from Georgia State in this event. But that's a really key component to what creates a successful climate for companies to be successful is obviously the talent. And the schools have done a really excellent job in the last few years of developing their curriculums that are specific to both fintech and also to cyber. So I think you're going to see that continue to grow and help feed this community with talented folks that can do this work.
Earlier last week, I had the privilege of sitting in and judging a blockchain competition at Georgia State. And the ideas that these young folks were coming up with in the way they're deploying distributed ledger technology is exactly what we're looking for in terms of the next generation of innovators and business leaders here. So the future's very bright.
Now, is this something that when you're working with the universities, are they kind of nimble enough to include and have their curriculum absorb some of this newer technology?
A lot of times, yes. Many of the professors are active technologists, and they get very excited about the opportunity to talk about the kind of technologies that will be reshaping the fintech landscape. So I've seen it at Georgia Tech, I've seen it at Emory, I've seen it at Georgia State, and I'm sure they're doing it up in Athens as well.
And Andy, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, it's without a doubt that dialogue is taking place between the universities and the labor pool and the talent pool here in Atlanta, because that's clearly when you talk to so many companies starting out of Atlanta or moving to Atlanta, it's the workforce. I mean, that's such a strong draw to Atlanta, and so to see the universities be in tune with that, it's you know, again, it's a great collaboration with the community, and this is a good day to celebrate that, and yet to Sean's point, keep the foot on the gas, keep moving forward.
And then is there anything for the rest of the day you're looking forward to? Any speakers or breakouts that you guys are going to go check out?
I really can't wait to see this innovation award. I mean, we will be giving $50,000 to a company that will be pitching live in front of this crowd, and that is always a very exciting part of this event every year. So I'm really looking forward to see who wins and to congratulate the winner.
Sean, what about you?
I'm thrilled to have another inductee into our kind of FinTech Hall of Fame in Georgia with Trip Rackley. He's a serial entrepreneur and is doing great things over with the Cox folks right now.
Andy?
We have the Advance Awards. I'm really excited about that. That recognizes companies that have really proven themselves with a track record on changing the industry. And so to see those folks highlighted, it's great to see. So I'm excited. I'll mention in that particular.
Now, if somebody wanted to, obviously they are a little late now, they got to hurry if they want to come down here, but for next year, what's the best way to learn more about this event for next year?
FintechSouth.com. We'll be putting more and more information up for next year's event after this event, and stay tuned.
I would say also, I mean, generally, it's always a good idea to monitor that TAG website because there's so many great programs during the year that come up and that, you know, complement this one and can help you connect with people.
And you're just mentioning that because Larry Williams is standing in front of us?
He was taking our picture, so I felt
so you felt
compelled.
Obligated to give him a plug.
I was very impressed with the fact that Larry knew how to use the camera on that. That was great.
He had it backwards, but don't say anything.
It's a selfie. That's fine.
For the record, let's please note that Larry is wearing a tie today, so that's worth
Look, noting. He's coming on next. I want to make sure he mentions all of you guys, okay?
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean Banks, David Katz, and Andy Roberts. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all in a bit.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.